This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday, baby.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Can you tell it's Friday? Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday.
Oh, extra pep in Danny's step as he's getting on a plane to go to New York City for emo night in New York.
The Big Apple.
He is going to make all of Manhattan sad.
Oh, boy.
Just with my presence.
Yes, just the moment you touch down and end up in Times Square, people will start crying.
Let's get to our contestant. It's Matt from Puyallup. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. I am your host, Taryn, and Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What is the maximum score in a single game of 10-pin bowling?
300.
Correct. What is the most intelligent land animal after humans?
Chimpanzee?
No.
Gorilla?
No.
Monkey?
No. Which two countries share the longest international border?
United States and Mexico?
No.
Pass.
Which sport is known as the beautiful game?
Tennis?
No.
Oh, pass.
Jerry Cantrell was born this week in 1966, making him how old today?
58.
No.
Repeat the question.
Jerry Cantrell was born this week in 1966, making him how old today?
58. No, I don't pass.
What is the origin country of the mojito?
Mexico?
No.
Pass. Good Lord.
Matt.
That was awful.
You are number one in my heart.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do think my questions were a little hard this round.
Were they?
Danny, you don't think so?
No.
I guess we'll find out when
Matt,
Steve enters.
Matt also told me that he knows all the cheat sheet answers for the 750 beat mig, so I think you should have waited, dude.
Oh, man. Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Danny, let's go! What is the maximum score in a single game of 10-pin bowling?
300.
Correct. What is the most intelligent land animal after humans?
A golden doodle.
No.
A monkey?
No.
A gorilla?
No. What two countries share the longest international border?
I don't know. Canada and the United States of America.
That is correct. Which sport is known as the beautiful game?
That is football.
No.
Oh, soccer?
Yes. Jerry Cantrell was born this week in 1966, making him how old today?
I just saw this, too. He's 59.
He is. What is the origin country of the mojito?
That is Cuba.
It is. Who played George Costanza on Seinfeld?
Jason Alexander.
Correct. In what
early... not the Jason Alexander that married Britney Spears for a half a second.
In what early 70s year did the Beatles officially break up?
Early 70s. 71.
No.
70.
Yes. Washington is the United States' leading producer of what fruit?
Cherries.
No.
Apples?
Yes. The Vetter Cup is a baseball matchup between the Mariners and what other team?
The San Diego Padres.
That is correct. Steve Miggs, you got 9 correct, which is a win. 9-1. Sorry, Matt.
It's all good.
It's all good in the hood.
9-1.
Yeah.
That was a spanking.
He needed his 650
cheat
sheet.
I'm the best.
He did.
I'm the best.
It all depends. I mean, sometimes the questions go in your favor. That was not the case today for Matt, apparently.
But there's always another opportunity.
Absolutely, at 7:50.
And the most intelligent land animal after humans is the elephant.
Yeah.
The elephant.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen an elephant up close?
Yeah. I mean, like, as a child at the zoo.
I saw it recently taking Tatum to the zoo, and it was just like, it's magical. I don't know what else to say. It's just like, you know, it reminds you of just being a kid, seeing of like cartoons course. Or things on the show, and you just never think you're going to see something like that so up close and personal. You just realize just how freaking big it is.
I mean, when we watch The Jungle Book, the elephants are our favorite.
Yes.
They're the best. We have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message, and we have been getting some voice messages on there. Some have been very interesting, Steve.
Some also a great voice message about, you know, we're on our quest to find the saddest song in rock history, and somebody had a great voice message about that. But also one voice message had this to say about something that we did recently.
I cry myself to sleep at night knowing I missed it.
Oh, boy. We're going to slide into our VMs about it after Bon Jovi.
The Daily Mix Show.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
Go ahead and leave us a voice message. We would love it. Just head over to the Odyssey app and you can take care of the business.
Now, Taryn, if you were listening yesterday, we were talking about how we're on a quest to find the saddest rock song in rock history, part of the bracket sadness that we're going to be doing, and that's going to be starting next week. But we did get a voice message from someone who has a great suggestion for what should be in this bracket. So we'll get to that in a minute. But first, let's start off with this voice message. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Back in the day when Bob Rivers was on the radio, they would have taken up the challenge of, okay, let's not shower for 30 days and see what happens. Do you guys have the stones to do it? It'd be fun to find out.
I do not.
What is this in context to?
Just like, you know, zany radio shenanigans from yesteryear.
Well, it looks like the voice message was sent in the afternoon. So maybe the men's room we're talking about not taking showers?
Oh, God.
Ugh. I mean, I've
always thought that they smell very nice. So whatever they are doing, I think is a good thing.
I mean, I know we're all night showerers, right?
No.
Are you a morning shower or no. You don't shower at all?
I just don't shower.
Yeah, of course.
I've been doing what this voice message is saying. I've been doing it since 1997. Yeah.
So do you shower before you come here?
I do midday showers, honestly. Yeah, because I go to the gym. And so afterwards, I shower after that so I don't smell all night. But then I don't take one again in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not taking one in the morning. That's like another 15 minutes to my getting up. Hell no.
Wait, do you spend 15 minutes showering and you don't even wash your feet?
Okay.
What are you doing in there?
Just questioning life and who I work with, usually. I really don't spend 15 minutes. I think I spend more time cleaning the shower afterwards because I towel it down.
What?
Oh, yeah. You don't do that? You just leave it wet in there?
I have a squeegee. Like, yeah. I squeegee off the glass.
You don't dry it down a little bit so it doesn't get all, like, moldy.
No, I don't got nice, fancy glass. I just have a shower curtain.
Mm.
Yeah. You also have a clean freak of a wife, apparently. Like, you left it wet in there. Yeah, my showers are probably about 5-ish minutes.
I mean, if I do, like, what I call the everything shower, that's could be 15 minutes or longer.
Yeah.
That's, like, washing the hair, shaving things.
Oh, yeah, if I have to shave my head, that adds like a couple more minutes. But there are times that I think I spend more time not even doing anything in the shower other than just letting the hot water hit me and just kind of just assess life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
right, here's our next voice message.
This is Scotty from Vancouver, and I just want to say thank you for sharing your St. Patrick's Day parade photos. That looked like an event of pure joy, and I cry myself to sleep at night knowing I missed it.
As you should.
Yeah.
Honestly, that is a great way to describe it. It was an event of pure joy. Like, it was so much... I mean... For that many drunk people, hundreds and hundreds of drunk people were there and having a great time. Granted, there were some kids as well, so maybe just hundreds of drunk people. Everybody was in a great mood.
It was fantastic. Can't wait for next year.
And it was raining and cold.
No one cared.
Nobody gave a flying F. We had so much fun. I can't wait for next year to do Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade once
2.0.
again.
2.0.
Yeah. All right. We got another voice message. This one is about our quest to find the saddest song in rock history.
Mad World by Tears for Fears. I'm not sure why that one does it to me every time.
Now, it's interesting that he said Mad World by Tears for Fears, because that's the original version. And it's almost like one of those situations with, like, Johnny Cash covering Hurt by Nine Inch Nails, where I feel like the cover might be even more haunting and more awesome than the original. And we got a lot of people, actually, that said, hey, you should put Gary Jewell's Mad World in your bracket sadness. So, Danny, I don't know if you know either song.
I honestly thought Tears for Fears was a charity for the longest time in my life. Like, it was like, oh yeah, you know, you have those tears that need to be charitized. Like, donate now to Tears for Fears.
Oh yes, yeah. You cry and raise money for arachnophobia.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
Always, yes.
No idea. I've never heard of any of these.
So this is the band. They're like an 80s band. This is the original version of the song Mad World, which is a good song, but I wouldn't have thought to put this on the list of the saddest songs in rock history. It's very upbeat.
So 80s.
It's
super
so great.
80s.
I love it.
So then a guy named Gary Jules covered it for the movie. Do you remember the movie Donnie Darko?
Oh, yeah.
Weird ass movie. And he made a weird ass version of that song. And I think this will actually make it onto our top 16 of the saddest songs in rock history.
And I find it kind of funny. I find it kind of sad. Dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had.
I mean, it makes me sad listening.
That's the point.
Mission accomplished, Gary Jules.
But here comes the trippy part with his voice.
People run in circles. It's a very, very bad.
Not emo enough for you?
Oh, no. Maybe too emo, Steve.
I could be.
My 5-year-old son. He is in kindergarten, so he's learning a lot right now. And Barrett came home with something new yesterday that happened at school, and it involves the middle finger. You're going to hear from Barrett at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, I found out that my son learned something new at school. And
I'm sick of you.
This thing he learned involves the middle finger, the one used for traffic directing.
No.
Yeah, he did, Steve.
Wait, what are they teaching at his school?
Well, it was a very interesting lesson plan yesterday, apparently.
Hey, buddy, I have a question about something we were talking about in the car earlier. Can I ask it to you?
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, what?
What, Mom? Well, I have to, there's always a bribe involved, so I was bribing different things to get him to have this conversation with me, so yeah.
No.
What was the thing that you said your teacher taught you about your fingers today?
You can only put up the middle finger when you're counting.
Is that a good thing to do?
Yeah.
Counting, like counting them like, to number one?
One,
right?
Two,
like, because I'll tell people they're number one all the time.
Two, yeah, just like that.
That's interesting.
I mean, to put it up.
Well, is there like an epidemic at kindergarten where kids are just flipping the bird to the teacher?
I wish I got more information, Steve. I have so many follow up questions that he was not answering for me.
It seems so strange that the teacher needed to make it clear that the middle finger is only for counting.
Just for counting.
Like, I feel like that might be too soon. On the,
I don't. Yeah. Who knows?
I mean, to put it up only when you're counting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else did you learn at school today?
I don't know.
Okay, that just sounds that. Like my daughter. Dude, every time we'll be like, what'd you learn at school? Nothing. It's like, so you go to school and you don't learn anything? No, Daddy. So you know everything that the teacher's teaching you? Yes. I'm like, well, why are we spending this money?
Yeah, well, right?
Maybe they should hire you to be the teacher.
Just that.
Yeah.
You can only put up your middle finger when you're counting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I love you.
Now can I look at toys?
Yes.
Hold on a second. So what was the bribe?
That he can scroll on my phone and look at toys on Amazon. And he likes to look for the toys that have like a video component.
Okay.
So he'll scroll, find it, and then scroll through that specific one to find the video to watch the excavator do what the excavator does.
Tatum sometimes will be like, hey, can we look at this on Amazon? And at first she used to say, can we look at that on the email? Because at some point she thought email was the name of internet. Now she understands that, but now it's like she'll go to Amazon, we'll look at something, and she'll scroll the pictures until there's the video so she can start it.
And for years, Barrett didn't know how to scroll or wasn't figuring it out. Now he's scrolling.
It's crazy how quick
scrolling,
they learn that
scrolling,
crap.
Scrolling.
I will say, going back to the thing, Lily does not, that will never change with your kids, by the way, because I asked Lily, hey, what'd you do in school today? Stuff and things. I'm like, cool. Thanks, Lily.
I know, dude. I get home. And sometimes I have to have the conversation because I'll be like, what happened at school? I'm hoping that she'll be like, well, Daddy, blah, blah, blah. And then there are times, though, where she'll start like opening up and I'm like so fired up. And then Sid will interrupt and then tell the story. And I'm like, I'm not talking to you. I want Tatum is finally telling me something. Don't ruin this moment for me, please.
She's opening up.
She's finally saying more than just nothing.
Are you a music aficionado, Rockaholics?
No.
Especially when it comes to the music of the 90s. 206-803-ROCK. How well do you think that you know the music from the 90s? 206-803-ROCK. We want to put you to the test, but you have to call now. We will chat with you after Pearl Jam.
No.
The Daily Migs Show.
The website Loudwire put together a list of the best God-tier rock songs of the 90s.
Yes.
Last week, we visited the 70s. Earlier this week, we time-traveled to the 80s. And now it's time for the God-tier songs of the 90s.
The greatest decade for music ever.
You said it.
Okay, like, and I meant it.
Like this song.
Now he's shaking after
the right. See what I'm saying?
Could I kill me in the
Here it comes. You know what's funny? They must be obsessed with, and I said it when we talked about the 80s God tier songs. I'm like, if there's a decade where AC/DC's playing music, they're going to be in it. In the 70s, they were listed for God tier because of Highway to Hell.
Yeah.
80s, it was because of You Shook Me All Night Long. And now the 90s, the song that everybody yells thunder to.
It's
Thunderstruck.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we do have some rockaholics on the phone that claim, Steve, that they are 90s rock music aficionados. So we're going to play one of the bands on the list.
Okay.
We go track by track, starting with the drums and then adding in the other instruments. And as we go along, you guess as soon as you think you know the band. Right? What's so hard about that game?
We'll find out.
We'll find out. So we have Joel from Seattle. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's your favorite band from the 90s?
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah. Okay, well, nice. I guarantee you it will not be Mary J. Blige that we're about to play, but let's see if you can figure out what song this is. This was an iconic song that came in towards the end of the 90s. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. We'll start with the drums. Danny's going to love this one. How about a little bass? It's a band that's been memed a lot.
Know it.
Okay, come on.
Oh!
Karen, you got it? Joel, what do you think?
I need a clue. Cool.
Here comes the singer. What do you think, Joel?
You know what?
It's Creed. It's not Mary J. Blige. That was the problem right there. He said he was a 90s music aficionado. How do you not know that? The band is back, Danny, whether you like it or not. They're back thanks to like the Texas Rangers, the Minnesota Vikings. Oh. The Voice even had them being used as well, and they've been showing up all over all these talk shows. I cannot wait to see them at the White River Amphitheater.
August 14th?
You said me that I was going to love it. I was like, there's no way it could be Creed.
All right, let's chat with Jacob from Puyallup. Jacob, what is your favorite band from the 90s?
I'd have to say Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
Great choice.
It will not be Pearl Jam, but I think you might be able to figure this one out. And Danny, I think you might like this one as well.
All right.
Start with the drums. I'll give you a little bass. I think I know it. I hope so. All right, Jacob, I'll give you some guitar. Jacob, any guesses?
Green Day.
Green Day, okay. I'm just...
Not bad at all.
Good stuff.
What did you think, Steve? Did our Rockaholics rise to the occasion?
No, they failed miserably today. They failed miserably.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? He has a current record of 85 wins, 40 losses, and 21 ties so far in 2025. And if you were listening to the men's room yesterday around 5:40, we gave out a cheat sheet with three of the correct answers for the game. And that could be very helpful coming up next. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.